Today we meet some of the lead actors from the Metropolitan Performing Arts production of the play Footloose on this episode of The Common Good. Hello and welcome to The Common Good, where we showcase the achievements of members of our community that contribute to Southwest Washington and beyond in a positive way. Hello, I'm Stephen Glickman, your host for this episode of The Common Good. My guests today are featured actors from the cast of MPA's production of Footloose. We have Ace Alexander, who plays Chuck Cranston, Ethan DeLay, who plays Willard Hewitt, Lucy Cantwell, who plays Rusty, and lead actors Aidan Heffley, who plays Ren McCormick, and Bella Burr, who plays Ariel Moore. First, I'll talk to Ace, Ethan, and Lucy.
Well, we have a whole bunch of actors here today. We had to split them into two groups. First group is going to be Ace, Ethan, and Lucy. Welcome to the studio, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So this is the third time I've interviewed MPA actors. And the first two times they did plays where someone died. I mean, you guys are doing Footloose. Nobody dies, right?
Yeah, this is to say.
It's... I mean, I guess you can't, like, improvise and just be like, oh, alas.
I mean, we sure could, but there'd be some plot problems that would arise.
Yeah.
So let's start with Ace. For the listeners at home, Ace is to my left. What's your role in this play?
So my role in Footloose, I am playing Chuck Cranston. He's sort of this kind of aggressive, pretty angry kind of guy. He's Ariel's abusive boyfriend, and he's really anti-dance.
Yeah, I just think this is totally teed up immediately. Like, if he started dancing, he'd be less aggressive. It would help him with his emotional regulation.
Yeah. Footloose for him, for all of us, really been thinking about, like, when do you let go and when do you accept dance and when can you, like, have fun and be yourself? And, you know, throughout the show, we don't really have that with Chuck until the very, very end and the very final number when Chuck finally gets to dance with everybody. So it's a really awesome, like, not quite homecoming, but it's nice, like, coming to self.
Mm-hmm. Is this, you've done plays before at MPA?
Yes, several.
What characters have you been in the past?
My most recent, I was the leading player in Pippin, and that, I think, has been my favorite experience throughout Metro. I was in the ensemble in Newsies, which was, I think, one of our best shows.
You played Pippin?
Greatest.
I was leading player. Pippin and leading player are two different characters.
Okay. So who gets to sing, what's the song I'm thinking? It's like,
Can we try to guess?
It's rivers go where they can ramble.
Oh, yeah. That's Pippin.
Yeah. That's a great song.
Fantastic song. Incredible song.
So you got to stand near that.
I did.
That's really...
I got to just kind of stand and pretty much watch the whole show, which is really, really awesome. As, like, the MC, I got to see everything that happened on stage every night.
I think on Broadway, Ben Vereen played that.
Yes. Yeah. Ben Vereen originated the role.
Which is kind of crazy. I've been around for too long. Ethan, what's your character?
So I play Willard Hewitt. And Willard is sort of this, like, very kind-hearted guy, though he's a little dumb at times. He is very, like, a very kind person, but also, like, kind of meets a lot of situations with just, like, violence or, like, just physical, like, means. So... and I feel like Willard also has a lot of, like, thoughts that he wants to speak, but, like, has a hard time articulating things, which is something that I really struggle with as well.
Okay, I was going to ask you, like, you know, where is the meeting point between your character and you? Because you seem like you would not have some of the problems that he has. But you're saying that are you really shy and retiring?
No, I wouldn't call myself, like, a shy person, but, like, sometimes I have a hard time, like, speaking what is actually, like, in my brain. So, like, I know I, like, hear, like, what's in my brain and, like, how I kind of want to say it, but it doesn't articulate well when it comes out. And I feel like I find that similarity in Willard as well.
But Willard doesn't die.
Willard does not die.
I'd be so sad if Footloose ended with Willard.
Now, were you
he would
in,
like, sacrifice himself, though, I feel like.
Was it Alice by Heart? Were you in Alice by Heart?
I was not in Alice by Heart. Okay. So while everyone else was in Alice by Heart, I was actually doing something with my school. I was in The Mousetrap, which is a murder mystery play.
Yes, it was incredible. I saw it twice.
Yeah, the set was gorgeous.
Mm.
That's quite the endorsement. So you guys, this is almost like the Artemis mission. Like you guys are close, you know, a lot of connection.
Yeah, that's really great. We've been together for several
years. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lucy, what's your role in this?
So I play Rusty. She is Ariel's best friend, kind of the second female lead character. Big kind of force of energy in the show. She's loud, she talks fast, and she's got a lot of opinions, and she's Ariel's like right-hand man in a sense. Like that's kind of her MO is to be the friend.
She's a girl's girl all the way.
Very much a girl's girl. Yes.
It's kind of crazy because everything that you guys are talking about is like they're teenagers in high school. They have a lot of energy and feelings they don't know what to do with.
Oh, for sure. Oh.
And they're not allowed to dance it out.
Especially in Footloose where like the whole show explores this like big thing that you're not supposed to talk about, which is someone does die in Footloose. Four people die in Footloose.
Oh, that is right.
There is some exposition with a couple people dying in Footloose, I should say.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that is such a relief to me because I hate to think that kids are going to be in plays where people do not die. Now, you were in Alice by Heart, right?
Yes, I was.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And because sometimes the people in the plays jump out at me.
Mm-hmm.
Later, we're going to have Aiden come up, and he jumped out at me
literally
in a play before he did Alice by Heart, where he had a more major character and he came in for an interview. And this is going to be a second one. So when he comes on, he's going to have to be, it's going to change our lives.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
His answers are going to be so illuminating. And so no pressure on you. You guys do not have to be
at all.
We're kind of the openers.
Exactly.
Yeah,
no.
The easy job.
He can clean it all up. Easy. Okay,
so let's take a step back. Let's reel back the years. Go into Time Machine. What were you doing before you joined MPA? You know, what got you to MPA? So, Ace?
Well, I have to say, I can't remember a time when I wasn't with MPA. I'm coming up on 12 years with them. The first thing I ever did with Metro was dance boot camp with Shannon Jung, who is the choreographer for Footloose. And then my first two shows I did at the same time at 7 years
old. Wait, is Shannon's younger sister Molly?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
Shannon's
so younger sister Molly. I'm getting to know you guys really well. So you basically were birthed out onto the stage.
Pretty much. The second that I was conscious for a summer and childcare became really expensive, I got put in theater and then I never left. And I love it so much.
That's really, what do you like about it?
With Metro specifically, my favorite parts are the education and community aspects. I feel like it's really easy to be a theater company, but because Metro has so many kids coming in and out and so many people stay for so long, there's a really great focus on what you can gain from shows and the learning that comes with that. You're not just learning dance, you're not just learning music or how to memorize lines, you're learning discipline. Being able to keep yourself accountable, to memorize all of these things, and then to be able to be part of a larger community and ensemble, to create art and put it out for so many people, that is really, really important. I think so special, especially with our new building.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the first things I said to Chris when I walked in was like, this feels like Metro Academy. There's a huge focus on education with classes and within shows that I think is really, really important. And the friendships, obviously we have a room full of people who have become really, really tight-knit. And even bigger than that, like the whole Metro community is like a family. We spend so much time together and we grow and learn so much that, you know, you walk in and walk out a totally different person for every
yes.
show.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ethan, how long you been with MPA?
So officially, I've been with MPA for about 5 years.
So a newcomer.
New
kid on the block.
And, yes,
have you broken
no.
through to like, have you gotten, you know?
Oh. Yeah. So the first thing I actually did with MPA was back in 2016. I did a little like dance camp as well. But then I didn't go back for a really long time. And after COVID, I was like, I really want to get back into theater again. And so my family like looked at Metro again and I started doing summer camps and then I got into shows and then I essentially just never left for 5 years.
Summer
so
camps are like, really the gateway, huh?
It They're really, really is the gateway.
You like the connection.
Love the connection. I think some of my greatest friends have come from Metro and I really do value a lot of them.
All right, Lucy, it's up to you. They've talked about how great MPA is. Is it inclusive? Do people feel a pressure to lift others up? and not tear them down? Is this a really supportive environment?
Oh, very much so. I'd say one of the biggest facets of MPA is that there isn't a lot of sort of people that don't want other people to succeed, mm-hmm. you know, or at least they will try to get over it quickly, you know,
yeah.
like
yeah.
there not a lot of hard feelings persist very long. But mm-hmm. So that's like one of my favorite things in the whole wide world is that there's not a whole lot of debilitating drama in the drama.
And you've been with MPA, I'm assuming, like 30 years before you were born. You were still like...
She's 75, believe it or not. Wow. She looks
yeah.
great.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. No, it's just skincare routine. No, I've only been here for 4 years. No, a little shorter than Ethan, but my gateway was also a summer show. I was in Matilda,
yes.
and then COVID.
Wait, was that our first show together?
Yes.
Oh,
uh-huh. my God.
That's incredible.
No, I was the pigtail girl.
Oh, my God.
For
yes,
parents
you were.
Listening at home, just know it's the gateway. You
yeah.
know, you're like,
it's
oh,
the
we're
gateway.
Just over the summer, you'll dance. It'll be something for you to do. And it's the next thing you know, theater kid.
Yeah, yeah. lifelong mm-hmm. gift.
3 weeks is all it takes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I didn't go for COVID, and then I came back. My first show back was Lightning Thief.
Yeah.
And that was
me too.
A lot of fun. And again, I've never left. I haven't missed a show since.
How was Lightning Thief as a play? I mean, the book was great. The first movie was not good.
It's like if you took the book and you flipped through all the pages really fast.
Yeah, I feel mm-hmm. like it was a nice synopsis of the story.
Exactly, yes.
But it was definitely the book with a bunch of dance numbers.
And it's very funny.
I do think it is better than the original movie because that movie is...
Anything's better than the original movie.
Truth.
I don't like to speak negatively of anything, but that movie was trash.
It was pretty bad.
Oh,
I was very disappointed.
Oh, complete garbage.
Yeah, I will say, I was Percy Jackson in the musical, and I will say I was not pleased with the character in the...
Okay, time, Bob.
Who said that?
But so when people come to see the show... Really quickly before we end this segment, like what do you, and any one of you could take this question, what do you want the audience to get out of this?
Can I
please
say
do.
Something?
Yeah, do.
I want people to understand that Footloose isn't just a show about people who can't dance. It is a great exploration of grief. It is the fact that people cannot move on, they cannot move, is because... The town is stuck on the deaths that we mentioned earlier, the deaths in the exposition. Yeah, it's like so intrinsically rooted that this town cannot move on, and it affects all of our characters in different ways that are explored. So I really want people to keep an eye out, and when they leave, they think about like maybe what they're holding on to.
Like, we talked a lot in the beginning about how Footloose is like camp as a musical, but mm-hmm. it's like serious in story.
Very much so. Yes, yes, yes.
It's got to really resonate with you as actors who are like, this is all about tapping into emotions. And here are mm-hmm. some people who are like bottled up, stifled emotions.
Yes.
And it must, when you actually act out the relief, it must be so cathartic for you as actors.
Truly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for giving us your take on it. And when we come back, we're going to have even more people.
Yay.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm Stephen Glickman, host of this episode of The Common Good on KXRW Vancouver 99.9 FM. My guests today are actors from the Metropolitan Performing Arts production of Footloose, which will be staged at the Magenta Theater in downtown Vancouver. I've been talking to Ace, Ethan, and Lucy. When we return after the break, I'll talk to Aiden and Bella.
Support for KXRW comes from Kindred Vancouver in downtown Vancouver, Washington. Kindred is a community-focused general store offering bulk refillery options and supplies for sustainable, do-it-yourself living. With a focus on reducing waste and supporting clean, mindful lifestyles, Kindred helps individuals incorporate low-impact choices into daily life. More information is at kindredvancouver.com.
KXRW programming like this is made possible with the support of The Columbian, proud to be Southwest Washington's leading news source. Since 1920, the Campbell family has owned and operated The Columbian and ensured its award-winning news coverage. For the most thorough daily coverage of local news, national news, and local sports, both in print and online, and for subscription information, visit Columbian.com. That's C-O-L-U-M-B-I-A-N.com.
Welcome back to The Common Good on KXRW Vancouver 99.9 FM. I'm your host, Stephen Glickman, and my guests today are actors from the Metropolitan Performing Arts production of Footloose, which will be presented in mid-May of 2026. Before the break, I talked to Ace, Ethan, and Lucy. The conversation continues with Aiden and Bella.
All right, well, so we're back again, but this time we have Bella and Aiden. Now, Aiden and I go way, way back.
At least a year.
I'm actually going to go right to left for me, which I hope I'm not throwing people off at home. But Aiden, you were in Alice by Heart.
Yes.
And then you were in Fame. Weren't you in the chorus?
Yeah. Yeah.
So is this a lateral move from Alice by Heart? Is this a similar size role, or is it a little bit more punch?
In terms of like emotional depth, definitely a step back. But in terms of like screen time, that's a huge step forward.
And what's your role in this now?
I am Ren McCormick, the Kevin Bacon of the show.
Wow! So you, all eyes on you.
Yes.
You're ready for it. I'm sure you're ready for it.
I've been ready for it.
Yeah. This is now. I was not going to say like, oh, I, you know, people should probably go to this show, and kind of, I might not even be able to say that, probably FCC, but now that I know that you're going to be the lead guy, you know, new to town, nobody's dancing, you're like, I'm really good at dancing. What's wrong with these people?
Yep.
You've been with MPA for a while, right?
Like 11 years, 10 years.
So not like a long time, like 12, but just like 11 years. 11,
yeah,
10, 11
yeah, I'm
years.
No ace. I'm no ace.
And you enjoy it? Or is this like a punishment that you can't get out of?
When you love something and you dedicate so much of your life, doesn't it become a punishment at some point?
Yeah, but if you're doing it right, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
I mean, you get it.
Yeah.
Is there anything about this role, getting into this role? I mean, you get the role, you're like the lead guy. Was there any surprises or things you didn't expect?
Well, I feel like this role is just so weirdly complex. Like the way that the script is written really took the movie and said, what's about that? Why does Kevin Bacon, his God-given name, want to dance so much? Why is he so obsessed with this idea? And I feel like that there's a lot of interesting moments that me, the director, Shanae, and plenty of my co-stars, where we just found those moments and how to make it more complex, how to bring another layer to it.
I mean, a movie, you know, obviously it's moving pictures, but it's got to keep moving. If you have a scene and it grinds the movie to a halt, it's no good. But on a play, you can grind things to a halt and really focus on character development. It sounds like that's what's happening in this production of Footloose.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. There are some scenes where it's just kind of electric, you know? I know that Bella Burr here, a good friend of mine, we've definitely been working through some stuff.
Yeah.
Well, this really comes down to it. It's like, Bella, what's your role?
I play Ariel Moore, who is like, everybody in town talks about her because she does so much terrible, like, attention-seeking stuff. But I really have come to love her so much.
It's like the preacher's daughter.
Yeah, the preacher's daughter.
There's a lot of her in you, I think. When I look at you, I'm like, that's Ariel.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Attention seeking.
Well, I mean, you're in the right place for it. I mean, you're in a lead role.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You don't have to say, look at me, things. Because people have now paid for tickets to look at you. You don't have to say, like, ooh, it's like, they get it.
Yeah, I know. My ego is out of this room.
Is this the first big role that you've had?
This is the biggest role I've ever had. The most amount of songs, lines. Oh my gosh, so much work. But
and you've
it's
been
so
with
beautiful.
You've been with MPA for how long?
3 years.
Oh, so you're like a new.
I'm the baby of the group.
So of course this is your first big role because you just walked in the door.
Yeah, yeah. I joined Metro in 2023 with Newsies. I played Mike the Newsie.
Nice.
Yeah.
So are you? Is this? Did you see this coming and be like, oh, I want this? Or did you, or just they were like, yeah, you'll be this role? And you're like, okay. And then?
When Footloose got announced, I cried my eyes out. I love Footloose so much. I love the musical so much. And I knew I either wanted Ren McCormick because he just has so much beautiful, beautiful lines. And
why,
like,
thank you. Thank you.
The character depth is insane. But Ariel has my heart. I love her so much. The story she the things she goes through is so beautiful. And I'm so excited I get to tell that story.
And I think that you have definitely been MVP day one. Like, when you've been the one that just like, hey, we should go run lines.
We should
go hang out outside of rehearsal and let's run our songs until our ears bleed. You know, it's always you.
I have definitely been very wanting to run everything all the time.
Well, I could just tell, you know, for anybody listening, the other actors in the room, when Aiden was like, oh, you've been nailing this from day one, we almost had to call an ambulance because the head shaking in agreement was so vicious and so emphatic.
Lucy, are you okay?
I think Lucy's going to be all right. Aww. She was seated in a really good chair, so I think she's going to...
Thanks, guys.
Since you guys are the leads and we have a little bit extra time with the two of you guys, Aiden, are you a senior in high school now?
No.
You are a junior in high school?
Junior.
Oh, yeah. So you're going to be just more MPA.
Yep.
Where do you see this taking you?
I don't know.
What are you going to do for the rest of your life? I want every 5-minute intervals just to lay it all out.
Everything I
want
to do. Well, I eventually want to go drive to Taco Bell by myself. That'd be fun. Maybe start a movie at one point.
Let's start in a movie. Realistic. Drive to Taco Bell by yourself. I mean, let's not get too carried away.
To get a driver's license first.
So,
yes.
Are you thinking that you want acting to be a part of your life moving forward, or you really want it to be your life?
Is there an in between of those two things?
Yes, absolutely.
Like, most of your life, because I feel like you got to have a balance in everything. And recently, I've learned that Metro all the time can be very debilitating and very degrading. I love it, and it's an incredible experience for anyone who wants to do it. And whoever is just like, man, I have nothing to do, and I want a community, I want people. But just taking a step back, and I know that as the lead of the show, it's like, oh, but I didn't do the previous show we did, Pippin, and I feel like that really helped me get into a certain mindset to actually do a big role, the leading role of Ren McCormick.
Well, you know, acting is, you know, it's really easy to empty the tank. And if you don't have someone to fill it back up again, you're in trouble. If you figured that out while you're junior high school, you're doing pretty well.
Yeah. And all it takes is great people that you work alongside, like Bella Burr here, everybody.
Bella, what do you... Is this the thing where, like, I found my thing? I think I'm going to really run with this for a while? Or
I think theater is my thing. It's, I don't know, acting. I love to act. But I know I could never go, like, a year without theater. I will always need to be in theater forever and always.
What is it about theater that really speaks to you?
It's the telling of a story that you wouldn't ever think. It's the community. It's pushing yourself farther than you think you could ever go. It's so many beautiful things.
I think that one of the, you know, Broadway people talk about, you know, money is driving Broadway. And mm-hmm. people put millions of dollars into shows. They have to get millions of dollars in return. And I think that people bemoan that it's, you know, just it's got to be blockbusters all the time. But the other thing is they're trying to compete with movies. So they're like, oh, have special effects, make it really exciting. But the thing about the theater is it's a live performance by humans for humans. It's about the human experience. And I think that people need to take the time to let that bloom and not force it to be some kind of like exciting spectacle. And I think that's why you like the theater, is it's because it's humans touching humans.
Yeah. Yeah. It's my favorite form of art. It's just so pure, you know?
Well, in the show, it's definitely humans touching humans.
Oh, my God. Well, that's why they're not allowed to dance. You
know? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Footloose is so... A lot of people know the movie, and I feel like the movie does not do the musical. Like, it's not the same thing.
Yeah.
The musical is so in-depth. It gets into the after effects of this tragedy, and it's how we recover as humans and move on, or lack of moving on.
I think that Ren is the exact opposite of what this town has been going through.
Yeah.
Where the town says, no, we need to stop. We need to stand still. He is this person who has been running his entire life to truly find himself. And when he's given this opportunity, this golden light to really go out there and do something and be a part of his community, to be a part of himself, to really say to people, hey, it's me, and I want this, this, and this. I want to dance. I want to be heard. I just want. And that is such a great thing to have in a character, because having a strong driving force in a show really brings it full circle. And there are so many great moments that if you come see the show, I'm not going to spoil it here. You got to come see it. That are definitely going to blow your socks off, your sunglasses off, but only those two things, because those are the ones that makes everything appropriate.
You know, the Earth is spinning at about 1,000 miles an hour at the equator, hurtling through space, and some people are like, what a ride. And I think that's Ren's character.
Yes.
Like, this is crazy. Let's party. And everybody else is like, holding on for dear life, and what you're holding on to is already spinning wildly out of control and hurtling through space. So it's like the quicker you can get to, like, let's embrace the journey, the better. And that just seems like a really, I don't know that the movie was like, oh, you shouldn't not have dancing. But I think the play sounds to be like, embrace life. Don't stop, because you're going to miss something if you stop.
Yeah, there are definitely... Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'm taking up too much time. Do you have anything to add? No,
I think that's a beautiful way to put it. That is exactly what happens. It's, yeah, it's just time has stopped. People want to move on, but we just can't. And so we need somebody like Kevin Bacon to shake it up.
Yep.
Yeah, and then people are going to be like 6 degrees of separation from Aiden Heflin.
Just wait.
Just wait. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming in today and talking about the play. And there'll be information about how you can get tickets.
Buy the tickets. Do it.
Please.
It's going to be really fun.
It's going to be so good.
It's at the Magenta Theater.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, you heard him. I mean, you can't argue with that.
You've been listening today to The Common Good on KXRW Vancouver 99.9 FM. I've been your host, Stephen Glickman. I'd like to thank my guests today, Ace Alexander, Ethan Dulay, Lucy Cantwell, Aiden Heffley, and Bella Burr. To learn more about the production of Footloose and Metropolitan Performing Arts, or to donate to their organization, you can visit metropolitanperformingarts.org. More information about the show will be provided in this episode's description. Programming like this is made possible by your generous support. If you'd like to support this program and others like it, please visit us on the web at kxrw.fm, and there you'll find the big donate button. Together, we're discovering Vancouver's voice. On behalf of show creator and producer Joe Clemens and all the volunteers and supporters who make this program possible, I'm host Stephen Glickman, and I want to thank you for listening to The Common Good. Take care.